meeting of the Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability will now come to order. Would invite those at the back of the room to find a chair and be seated. Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Burke. Senator Kaler.
Here.
Representative Moffitt.
Here.
Senator Murphy.
Here.
Representative Nekritz.
Here.
Representative Poe.
Here.
Representative Riley. Senator Rose. Senator Staines.
Here.
Senator Severson.
Here.
Senator Trotter.
Here.
Representative Eunice.
Here.
There's nine in attendance.
Nine in attendance, so we have a quorum.
Yes.
We'd like to give leave to following for to take pictures and be here from the press. Report, Ed Cross, WAND-TV, video. James R. Carter, videotape, blueroomstream.com. Michelle Landon, WICS, video. Rich Saul, State Journal Registered, photograph. And Lee Milner, Illinois Times, photograph. I'd like to make an opening statement. We will have a motion on the floor soon, and we have one or more members that we're going to need to take off very shortly for another meeting. On June 3rd, the Commission received notification from the Department of Natural Resources on the proposed closing of the Illinois State Museum and from the Department of Corrections on the proposed closure of the Hardin County Work Camp. As the Commission administers the State Facilities Closure Act, the Commission has presided over the facility closure process, which has allowed for a public comment period, including a thorough public hearing on both sites. The process will conclude with a vote on the recommendations for closure today and a forthcoming written opinion based upon each vote. Any motion related to the recommendation for closure must receive a majority of the quorum to pass. We will begin today's hearings with discussion on the recommendation for the closure of the Illinois State Museum. This time, I'd like to turn the mic over to co-chair Senator Trotter for any comments that he'd like to make.
Thank you very much, Mr. Co-Chairman. One, I would like to open the roll call for those who may have to leave on the motions that I will read. There is a motion to accept recommendation for the Illinois State Museum and other sites. With that, is pursuant to the State Facility Closure Act, after hearing testimony regarding the proposed closure of the Illinois State Museum in Springfield, Illinois, and its associated facilities around the state, I move that the Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability accept the recommendation for closure submitted by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources regarding the Illinois State Museum system. Is there a second for the motion? It has been duly seconded, moved and seconded by Senator Severson. All in favor of the...
Mr. Chairman, my recollection is that we had to have a majority of the commission in order to adopt one of these resolutions, but I heard your co-chairman say it's a majority of the quorum that's here.
That's correct.
So it's only five votes that are required to adopt the recommendation.
Out of the nine that have... answer the roll call, correct. So the motion has been moved and duly seconded. Any more discussion? Okay. If you are against the motion, it's a no vote. For those who are in favor of the motion to close, it would be a yes vote. Is that... to keep it. Hold. No vote, correct. That's what I said. Right. That's what I said. Yes, you vote, and if you want to keep it open, it's a no vote. If you are, the recommended motion is for closure. So if you're for closing, then you will vote yes. If you... Yes. If there's any discussion?
And then we could allow
on the motion? On both, yes. Well, we could do it that way, Senator. So you just want one roll call? And so did I, but or would, but. Right. Okay. So the motion again is to accept the recommendation for the Illinois State Museums and other sites, and the recommendation is to close. So for those who are for closing, the vote for you is yes. If you're opposed to the recommendation of DNR to close, then you vote no. Are we clear? Then let's go. Okay, we call the question. There is some discussion among members. None. That's we're through. Okay, so please, all in favor, we'll vote. Roll call. Okay. Clerk shall call the roll.
Representative Burke. Senator Kaler.
No.
Representative Moffitt.
No.
Senator Murphy?
Yes.
Representative Nekritz?
No.
Representative Poe?
No.
Representative Riley? Senator Rose? Senator Staines?
No.
Senator Severson?
Yes.
Pardon me?
Yes.
Okay. Senator Trotter?
No.
Representative Eunice?
On a roll call vote of 7-2, 7 no's and 2 yeas, the motion fails. Okay, on the second motion for the Hardin County Work Camp motion, it was to accept the recommendation for closure of the Hardin County Work Camp. Pursuant to the State Facility Closure Act, after hearing testimony regarding the proposed closure of the Hardin County Work Camp in Cave in Rock, Illinois, I move that the Commission on Government Forecast and Accountability accept the recommendation for closure submitted by the Illinois Department of Corrections regarding the Hardin County Work Camp. The same, if you're for closure, you will vote yes. If you're opposed to the motion submitted by the Department of Corrections, you will vote no. Yes, excuse me.
Thank you, Senator, Co-Chairman. I would like to acknowledge some other legislators present to have that on the record. Representative Tim Butler is here, Representative Sue Scheer, Representative John Bradley, Senator Gary Forby. Are there other legislators present? I'd just like to show that you were on. Representative Cavaletto. Are there any others? We thank you for also being here in addition to the members of the COGFA. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you. There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Seconded by Leader Murphy. Okay. Can we, any other questions? Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Burke. Senator Kaler.
No.
Representative Moffitt.
No.
Senator Murphy. Representative Nekritz?
No.
Representative Poe?
No.
Representative Riley? Senator Rose? Senator Staines?
No.
Senator Severson?
Yes.
Senator Trotter?
No.
Representative Eunice?
No.
Okay. On a roll call vote of 7 no's and 2 yeas, the motion fails. Thank you very much. Now, if we can go back to our regular business.
Do any members of the of COGFA have any other items, old business or new business? Senator Kaler.
Just a question. So what we voted for in the first vote was really only regarding the State Museum in Springfield. Is that correct?
No.
Or is it the whole system?
Right, whole
system. Okay, thank you.
Any other members? Representative Poe.
I'd like to say that, you know, and I've served on this committee for years, and we've literally run from one end of this state to the other and listened to the people and trying to evaluate how important these facilities are and these jobs. And I guess it burns me a little bit that we do this. We go all over the state, and we make a recommendation. We make recommendations to the last governor, and we closed a lot of facilities that shouldn't have been closed. And we recommended that they stay open. Now, here we're going down that same path again. And at some point, I think COGFA ought to have a little bit more teeth in what they do whenever it comes to the governor's recommendation, that when we make these decisions, we're not doing them lightly. And not only employees, but now we're fooling with history and the continuity of keeping that going. And so I would just like to say for the committee, and I don't know if we can come up with something, but I think our decisions need to be in some way weighed a little harder so that we can move forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Representative Poe. To that end, in this particular instance, Andy Menar, Senator Menar, and in the Senate yesterday passed a bill that we have categorized the state museums as we do the state fairs, whereas the statute says that we shall keep these facilities open for the betterment and edification of all the citizens of Illinois. So that language will be coming over to the House. Hopefully we can get you and your friends to support that. But that's just this one particular instance. But I do agree that we should have some more powers as far as going forward with these facility closures, which means so much to so many people. Thank you. Yes, Representative Nekritz.
Mr. Chairman, it's my understanding that, and I don't know about with Hardin, but with the State Museum, that the governor has sent out layoff notices to the employees there, and which is, I believe, in violation of, I don't know, I guess my question is that in violation of the facilities closure statute that would indicate that the governor could take no action toward closure before 50, whatever the date is, that we take action? Is there, and I don't know if there's any consequences in the statute for his actions, if they are in violation.
Right. And again, for this particular instance, I understand that a letter was sent out, but there was no action has been taken. It's just a notification process that for their fulfilling, if they in fact go forward. With the closures.
Okay. So the layoff notice itself does not constitute action as defined as
no.
It would be defined in the State Facility Closure Act.
The process going forward.
Okay.
So they have the individuals have not been saying you have been targeted to go. However, this action may be taken.
Okay.
As a consequence of the budget impasse.
Very good. Thank you.
I would like for the record to show that Senator Rose should be added to the attendance roll call at this point. I know he's caught in traffic. I want to make a couple comments. I want to thank everyone for being here. But as a member of the commission, I'm very sympathetic to the position, the budget condition in the state of Illinois. But I think it's an opportunity to rise to the occasion, and when you have an asset that has a potential of generating even more revenue, we need to concentrate on doing that. The cost of closure is you know, it's not free. Estimated $4.8 million to close, but over $1.5 million annually just to mothball it. Loss of sales tax, loss of economic activity. We've been over those things. I'm not going to rehash anymore. But we have a real opportunity. I think another opportunity that we shouldn't miss. There are partnerships that could be formed, like the University of Illinois and Lincoln Land Community College. Use the museum, use these facilities as learning labs for marketing classes, for promotion for advertising classes, communication classes. How can we better market it? Talk to private business. When they don't do adequate advertising and promotion, sales drop. They want to gain a share back, increase their revenue. They go after it. And I think it's a perfect opportunity to form a partnership to do just that. I think that's the kind of thing we need to look at. The State Museum, the other facilities could be a part of the solution to our budget problems, not contributing to our budget problems. Also, we'll say again, speaking just for myself, I think we need to look at a modest fee for those attending, be an additional revenue there. So, Mr. Co-Chair, do you have any other comments? I think we're ready.
For those, though we have much of the conversation today has been focused on the museums, the Hardin Work Camp also has an intrinsic value to the state of Illinois. There are, though entirely different entities, it also brings value to the people of the state of Illinois. So in its own circle, it is equally as important that we take a very, very concerted view as we go forward, as we talk about closing institutions throughout the state of Illinois.
Does any member of the commission have any other comments? Staff have any announcements? Again, thank you for all for your attendance, for the prior input. With that, is there a motion to adjourn? Senator Kaler, second. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Meeting is adjourned.